The following program is sponsored by Texas Financial Advisory, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, Texas Financial Advisory, J.W. Cole Financial, and J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by Brooklyn Chandler Willey should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. Brooklyn Chandler Willey is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation of an offer to buy securities.
This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Retirement News Network's Mark Elliott and Brooklyn Chandler Willey, President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, a financial firm as strong and independent as Texas. Brooklyn has more than 10 years of experience in the financial planning industry. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network. Glad you're with us today. And I'm here, of course, with Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the President and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Brooklyn started her company back in January of 2008. And if you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and the team, find out where the offices are, you can certainly go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Brooklyn and her team put on live educational workshops quite often. There's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited. That information and more on the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. Now, if you have questions about anything you hear today on the program, and we're going to be talking about the recent market volatility, but if you have just questions about, hey, can I retire this year and 2 years and 5 years? Am I on the right track? And those are questions you have to have answered. Brooklyn and her team can certainly do that for you. The number 844-TFA-SHOW. That is 844-832-7469. We'll give you that number throughout the program. 844-832-7469. Brooklyn, how are you?
Hey, Mark. Doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty well. And you know, 2017 was maybe unlike any year ever in the history of Wall Street. There was virtually no market volatility. I mean, everything just kind of always went up. There were no blips on the radar. The S&P 500 saw gains every single month, reaching an all-time high on January 26th. And on that very same day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average also reached a new all-time high, and the NASDAQ hit its highest number, topping 7,500. Life was bright and sunny for the stock market, and many investors were on top of the world. And days later, the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its January jobs report, providing more good news. 200,000 jobs were created in January of 2018. Unemployment held steady at 4.1%. And then you go just 24 hours later. The very next day, February 5th, the Dow Jones dropped by 1,175 points. It's the largest single-day drop in history. The day after that, the Dow went up more than 500 points. So, okay, there we go. We're stabilizing. We're back to normal. Was the market stabilizing to its former bullish self, though? No, that's not the case. On February 8th, the Dow plunged more than 1,000 points for the second time in 4 days, officially sending the market into a correction. It was down more than 10% from its all-time high less than 2 weeks earlier. So is this a typical correction inside a bull market, or should you be bracing for a rocky future on Wall Street? So that's what we're going to talk about today. And Brooklyn, needless to say, market volatility appears to be back after, what, 13 months, all of 2017, January in 2018. No bumps along the way. Is volatility back? I mean, what's your message for us today about the recent market movements?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's back in a big way. So look, we've talked a lot about market volatility throughout our radio history here. I mean, I started this business January 2008, so I started in a volatile market. And it's no secret that it's something that we need to be prepared for at all times. But when times are good, people get this amnesia. They forget. And we've had it really good for a long time now on Wall Street. So it is easy to forget, especially for our folks that are planning on retiring right now. It's just It's so crucial that they realize that the market, when it goes down, it goes down really fast and it takes a long time to recover. So this is one of the longest bull runs the market has ever seen, as you said, and no matter how long it lasts, it's susceptible to the laws of gravity, just like anything else. So what comes up must eventually come down. Now, that's not to say that this bull run is totally over, but even in bull runs, there's going to be dips. In fact, this is the fifth time we've had a correction since this run started in 2009. So, I mean, you know, although 2017, that was a great year for the investment world, I think we need to be more prepared for a bumpier ride in 2018 and moving forward.
You know, you think back to the dot-com bubble bursting in early 2000s. That was the dot-com bubble, because all those high-tech companies were just on a roll and they kind of got out of control and it corrected. You know, we had a market crash, if you will. And then in 2008, when you started your company, Texas Financial Advisory Brooklyn, then we certainly had the banking and housing financial crisis. So typically when there's a market crash, there's something we can point to. Is there anything pointing to that, you know, this volatility that we're seeing in today's market situation? Are there any factors that we can point to?
Well, there's a few things that we can look at that indicate that we're going to see this volatility. First thing's inflation. We've got rising interest rates, which we've covered on a previous show, and of course the bond market. So, you know, with that strong January jobs report, fear increased that the Fed would continue to raise interest rates. And so, though the economy has been growing steadily for almost 9 years now, price inflation remains stubbornly and mysteriously low. And then we've got the Federal Reserve combating inflation by raising interest rates. So the central bank has been unable to significantly raise its interest rates over the past decade, fearing that it's going to stymie the economic recovery and perhaps cause prices to fall. So the Fed planned on raising interest rates slowly this year, but if inflation picks up, the Fed could raise rates more often or more steeply than it had planned. Then we've got bond yields. They hit a four-year high last week. So the recent tax bill has forced the Treasury to borrow more money, which will put more bonds into play. We all know that when bond yields start to rise, investors are going to take some of their money out of the stocks and put it into those safer bonds. The only constant in life is change. Changing markets, changing personal circumstances, changes in the value of your retirement assets. Amidst so much flux, we believe it is critical that you have a trusted and independent-minded financial professional as an ally, someone working for you that has the skill set and the toolbox to help you to understand all of the financial changes and challenges so that you might likely encounter during your retirement. Now, we have set aside some appointments, more appointments right now, just because we've got a lot of things going on here at Texas Financial Advisory, and people are more concerned with the volatility. But for our first 10 callers on our show today, the number here is 844-832-7469. We will not charge you for that appointment. It's at no cost and no obligation. If you have more than $250,000 saved for retirement, we're going to sit down with you and talk about your retirement goals. That is the first step in our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap, which is completely customized based on your specific circumstances, needs, and goals. Now, this is a strategy designed to help maximize your nest egg that you've worked so hard to grow. So if you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers right now to get your appointment for a customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. The number here is 844-TFA-SHOW. That number again, 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We have a lot of live events going on in and around town, so if you would like to attend one of those, see us in person. I'd love for you to have you attend those. Again, that website is texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Brooklyn Chenner-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. Started her company in January of 2008. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. We're talking about correcting the ship when there's a market correction. And Brooklyn, we always, I think, hear talk about, you know, I think we always talk about hearing whispers of the next correction. And now that that time has come, maybe, what can we do to help protect our savings from the next correction?
Well, trying to forecast what the market's going to do is pretty much an imperfect task at best, and that's why it's prudent to have a financial strategy that's going to tackle all the possible market risk or possible risks of market volatility. Having that strategy in writing that you can refer to, revisit, discuss with your financial professional on an ongoing basis, especially when the going gets tough out there in the stock market. We also, of course, want to have some diversification in the assets that make up your retirement nest egg so that they're not all exposed to the swings in the market. And that's what gives our clients confidence and discipline to just tune out the noise. You know, I always tell people that you need to have a better focus on how your assets are allocated to prepare your portfolio for any correction at any time. So what we do is we're going to look at your entire portfolio, the retirement accounts, your investments, other holdings, real estate, whatever it is that makes up your net worth, to see if it's diversified to weather these periods of high volatility, such as what's happened this last month. We want to make sure that that financial portfolio includes the kinds of investments and insurance products and guaranteed types products that are going to fit well within your circumstances, the stage of your life, and your overall risk profile. Now, while diversification doesn't guarantee a profit, that you're not going to lose money, it could help us safeguard your portfolio from the overall effects of the dramatic market volatility. And of course, in my opinion, that reduces the chance that you're going to panic and sell off your stocks after a big stock market decline. Part of staying diversified is keeping the appropriate mix, asset mix, if you will, having a rebalancing strategy, not just, well, I got to let it sit there and wait for the market to come up. Now, these are all tactics that can be very helpful, especially when markets are volatile.
So, Brooklyn, this can be pretty complicated, especially if, you know, we don't work in the financial world. Obviously, I don't do that. I have the opportunity to talk to you every week, so that's good for me and my knowledge. I always enjoy our conversations. But to me, I mean, if we do have these market blips, downturns, and all of that, it seems to be the best way to handle it is just to panic, Brooklyn, isn't it?
No. Not at all. That's not the best way to handle it. But a lot of people don't understand that. I mean, I talk to a lot of people and I listen more than I talk. This is my only time to talk, Mark. I mean, between three kids and a husband and three dogs and cat and all my employees, I don't get to talk much. So this is my platform.
Okay, good.
To talk.
Good. Run with it.
Right. So when I sit down with folks and they tell me their story, and I hear the same thing, like, well, you know, back in 2000, 2001, the bubble, I lost this, and, you know, then I just pulled it all out, and I missed the run-up, and then in 2008, same thing happened, and I just sit there and I listen, and again, everything they're telling me is that their emotions jumped in front of their logic. So we want to make sure that our clients, when the market dropped a couple weeks ago. Now, I will be honest and say we had one client reach out, and I wasn't surprised about the client that reached out. But of all the clients and all the assets that we manage here, that's pretty phenomenal, because we're taking an approach that's holistic and comprehensive. We're not just, you know, rolling the dice and hoping for a good return in the market. But, you know, there's a lot that we do here, not just investments. You know, we're a tax strategy and tax preparation firm, as well as an estate planning firm. So we're looking at things from multiple directions, and we're using multiple tools to solve for those goals and those concerns that our clients have. You know, I compare working with us, like if you were trying to improve your golf swing or doing your own taxes, right? I mean, if you wanted to fix your swing by yourself, fine, go out there and try. But if you had a coach, if you hired a coach, they're going to make that process a lot quicker and less frustrating for you. And then, of course, the IRS doesn't require you to use a CPA or a licensed tax preparer to do your taxes. But are you positive that you're not giving back more than you should if you self-file your taxes? The same thing goes with your finances. Sure, there's nothing preventing you from planning for your retirement on your own, but the results may not be as good. Working with a trusted fiduciary-based financial professional can guide you along the way and help you plan for the future. So there's a lot more that goes into it than you probably realize. We hear it all the time. People go, gosh, I wish I'd come in here sooner, or I wish I'd come in there to come in and met with you 2 years ago. So again, I mean, that's nice that we hear those reactions, but I don't know what it takes to spur someone to finally make the call. So, and we've got stocks, we've got bonds, we've got cash, we've real estate. When it comes to maximizing your retirement assets for the sustainable income that you need, you don't know what you don't know. What you need is an objective viewpoint from someone who does this every single day, an experienced financial professional. one who specializes in designing retirement income strategies and can provide you with a well thought out strategy with the goal of maximizing your retirement income. When you're one of the first 10 callers on our show today, the number is 844-832-7469. We will set aside time to sit down with you, talk about your retirement goals. Now, this is the first step in your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. It is completely customized based on your specific circumstances, needs, and goals. If you want to feel more confident about your income and your financial well-being during retirement, do not pass up this offer. Just be one of the first 10 callers at 844-832-7469. If you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers right now, 844-TFA-SHOW, to get your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. That number again, you can even text your name to it. We made it that simple for you. 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit my website, texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Coming up next, Brooklyn continues our discussion on the recent market correction and the emotions and reactions she is receiving from her clients at Texas Financial Advisory. We're back right after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and as always, I'm pleased to be here with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey of Texas Financial Advisory. And of course, you want to find out more about Brooklyn, you want to find out about the live educational event she puts on. There's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up, though. Seating is limited. All that information and more on the website, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com, TexasFinancialAdvisory.com. And if you're a little concerned about the volatility recently here on Wall Street, you can certainly give Brooklyn and her team a call, 844-832-7469. No cost, no obligation to sit down with Brooklyn and the team, 844-832-7469. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the recent correction in the stock market and what this volatility might mean for your savings and your retirement plan. And Brooklyn, when the market drops like it did this month, how are your clients responding? You said you had only one person call, kind of a little nervous. So that's kind of typical because of how you have your clients situated, I would suppose. But maybe are more people calling the office because they're a little nervous. You've only had one client kind of nervous at this point, right?
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate that I feel like many of the people that we meet with, they lack confidence in what they're currently their current strategy because they don't really have a strategy. It's just they're doing their part. They're saving and they're hoping for the best, but they're not necessarily planning for the worst. Now, let me state this. The thing not to do in an event like when the market takes a downturn is to be tempted to move your investments out of the stock market. That is so easy for me to say, but let me put it this way, that is the worst thing that you can do. And financial professionals such as myself, we're going to advise you not to let that recent development spook you out of staying the course when it comes to your goals. It's because of the market volatility that financial professionals advise you to have a diversified portfolio to weather those tougher times. Now, that being said, if you feel like you're not confident in the strategy you're taking before you move your money out of the market, call in, make an appointment for that second opinion so that we can look at what you're looking at and provide an unbiased opinion and maybe some instruction on what you should do and the direction you should go.
So earlier in our last segment, Brooklyn, you shared what might have been the catalyst for the recent correction. But will the markets always be this volatile? I don't know. I mean, you have the crystal ball. I know you have the magic eight ball. So you have it. So I think you would be able to tell everybody how this is going to work. And then what events usually cause these corrections?
Well, as with many things, it really all depends on how you look at it. Yes, we had a great run in the market there, but it's always going to correct itself eventually. If you look at it 1 hour to hour, day to day fluctuations, that market seems more volatile than ever. But if you focus on the long-term trends, you know, the year to year, decade to decade number, it's always the same as it's always ever been.
So you're saying that your internet bot, Magic 8 Ball, didn't forewarn you?
Well, we're always talking about it. It could happen at any time. But that's why we structure our investments so that we're not market dependent. It's just an added value. And again, I show people, like, if we just sat on the sidelines and got 0% return, here's your scenario. But there's ways to sprinkle in products that have guarantees. So no matter what happens in the market, that account becomes your saving grace. You know, that's your foundation that you're going to build everything on. It's hard to build a foundation when your tools are, you know, out of your control. So, you know, we can always talk about trends. We can talk historical. But the fact of the matter is all that goes out the door when we're talking about your money and your future. And so that's why we got to come up with an overall strategy on how are you going to take income from this account? How much can you take? What's the tax consequence? Is everything taxable? Is there a way to create a tax-free strategy? What happens when you die? Who pays the taxes then? So the list is going to go on and on, and we're going to be saying the same thing, whether the market's up or the market's down. It's about the strategy. So you've heard the message, stay calm no matter what happens on Wall Street. But if you've recently retired or you're getting close to it, that can be easier said than done. If you are tired of being told just to be patient, wait it out, it's time to partner with someone that looks at the bigger picture, that can take a more strategic approach to retirement planning. And that's what we do here at Texas Financial Advisory. Now, you've worked decades to build your wealth, and that wealth needs to carry you through your retirement. We get it. This is not the time to leave your nest egg to just the whims of the market. Too much is at stake. We want you to be proactive. And we want to show you how to take charge of your retirement future. Be one of the next 10 callers on our show today, 844-832-7469, to get your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. What you can expect at that appointment. We're actually going to slow down, sit down, and examine how much risk you have inside your portfolio. We'll be able to tell you how much you can safely withdraw from your nest egg, that you don't have a fear that you're going to run out of money before you run out of life. We're going to account for any sort of rising inflation rates you can depend upon. Now, you've put hours saving diligently, working hard. This next step is finding out how you can protect everything that you've worked for. So give us a call right now. 844-TFA-SHOW. Now, there is no obligation by setting that appointment. It is completely complimentary. There is no cost. The number here is 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit my website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
Glad you're with us today for the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler Willey, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott, and we're talking about the recent market correction. And you know, there might be concern among us, Brooklyn, that maybe we did not save enough money to effectively combat market volatility. Is there a certain amount that we should strive for with our nest egg to make us feel more confident in our retirement plan?
Well, that's a good question, Mark. And of course, you do need a substantial nest egg to retire on. But when coming up with that amount, you also need to consider various factors like your health, life expectancy, projected expenses, desired of standard of living. The question, though, if there's this magic number that you should strive for in your retirement to make sure that you have enough to even combat such a correction like we've been seeing, it's hard to do that. Really, it's about how much income people can take from their accounts. People used to come in here and think that, hey, if I save $1 million, that's my nice round number to target for. But what I found is that people like to continue the lifestyle that they lived while they were working, or step it up because they have the time to be able to go and travel and spend the money that they've saved. So I often suggest that people not focus on some sort of arbitrary financial goal, just like that number, and more about the strategies to determine how much income you can generate from your savings. It's not so fun to work really hard your whole life and then feel like you don't have enough money to be able to live and continue your daily activities. Now, if you have concerns about your level of savings, there's ways you can step up your saving game, and that's something that we can also help you with. And in order to sock away some more money that you can then use for your retirement. So wherever possible, we want you to take full advantage of any sort of retirement plan that you might have available to you. If you have a stock purchase program, if there's any employer matching, we want to make sure that that's free money that you're getting and you're putting away into your accounts.
So we're all human. I mean, so emotions certainly come into play when we see these big dips in the market. I mean, that's normal, I think, to have that emotional reaction. So, Brooklyn, tell us how our emotions can certainly affect the decisions that we make with our money. And sometimes our emotions affect us not in a positive way when it comes to our finances.
Well, I mean, the reason we're here today talking about this subject is because of the Dow dropping more than 2,000 points in a four-day period. When you read or you watch the news, you know, this is all troubling. It's only natural to become scared and worried about your retirement savings. I mean, when you're only a year or two away from retirement and you see a 10 or 20% market correction, that could be a real problem. It goes down so much faster than it comes back up. And volatility in the equity markets and the stock market in particular is one risk that a person heading towards or already in retirement has to protect against. They have to protect their retirement savings against that. And of course, taking steps to help safeguard your retirement savings in case there's a deep and prolonged slump in the equity markets is another big factor. The older you get, the less time your retirement savings has to recover from a sharp downturn in the market. And that's just the fact of life. So worries can seep in deep during this difficult times, and questions may flood your mind, such as, what will I do if I go through a market correction or there's another crash like we saw in 2008, 2009, and your retirement savings can be cut in more than half? How are you going to afford to stay in your home? Would your spouse or your partner have enough to live upon if you did pass away? And then how and when would you recover the money lost from market volatility? The other thing that people worry about that already retired, did they have to go back to work? Like I said before, it's only natural to feel this way, but this is why you need to find ways to help reduce the impact of market volatility while still allowing some opportunity for growth. There's plenty of ways to accomplish that, but really it's about diversifying your assets. It's always best to be proactive instead of reactive to the market, but even with the recent market turmoil that we've seen, it's still not too late to protect your retirement portfolio. It's important to have a retirement strategy that's appropriate for any financial climate. Could there be profits to take and reinvest? How exactly do you go about making sure your retirement plan can stay steady as she goes in a market downturn? Now, our customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap is going to be developing a strategy, a retirement strategy that's appropriate for you. This is customized on your circumstances. And our analysis will not only evaluate your risk to help ensure that you aren't overly exposed to the markets, but also it's going to share some strategies that could increase your retirement income while reducing your risk. We're going to show you some possible tax reduction strategies. We're going to dig into your accounts and uncover any unnecessary high fees or hidden fees that you didn't even know about. Now, there is no obligation for the TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap and is tailored expressly for you in your specific situation. To get yours, be one of the first 10 callers on our show. That number is 844-TFA-SHOW to schedule an appointment. The number here is 844-832-7469. To help ensure that you aren't unprepared for the next market correction, give us a call right now. If you've saved at least $250,000 and are within 5 or 10 years of retirement, this could be a very important phone call. Give us a call right now, 844-832-7469.
So when we come back, Brooklyn's talking about how market volatility is not the only concern you should be worried about when there is a drop in the market. So stay with us. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. We're back right after this.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show with Brooklyn Chandler-Willey. Brooklyn, of course, the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and we're talking about correcting the ship when there's a market correction. And certainly for all of 2017 and January of 2018, the markets just went smoothly upwards, it seemed. Not any downturns at all, it seemed. Then February hits, and now we've got a little volatility going. And so we're discussing this. What should you do? Should you panic? Well, no. Obviously, Brooklyn says that's not exactly the way to handle this is not to panic. Relax, step back, make sure you've got a plan in place. And if you don't have a plan, most people don't have a plan, They have the stuff in their portfolios of 401ks, IRAs, the stocks and bonds and the mutual funds and the annuities and the life insurance and all the things you can put in there, real estate, but you don't really know how to make all those things work together for your retirement strategy. So that's what Brooklyn and her team at Texas Financial Advisory can certainly do for you. That number, 844-832-7469, no cost, no obligation to sit down with her. And it might be the most important phone call you make when you think about it, 844-832-7469. So with this tumble in the market, Brooklyn, volatility isn't the only thing, though, that we need to be concerned about. The economy is still strong, but investors are concerned about inflation and the scenario that the Fed will raise interest rates faster than expected to combat inflation. So give us a crash course, if you would, Brooklyn, on inflation.
Absolutely, because as we see it now, these corrections aren't usually separate from other factors to consider in retirement. So let's talk about inflation. Inflation essentially is the rate at which the price of goods and services rises over time. So basically an increase in the cost of living. I also joke that inflation happens when you drive past Target, because it's like just driving past it, all of a sudden $100 flies out of my bank account. I don't know where it goes. But the result of inflation is that it reduces the purchasing power of your money. Your dollar doesn't go as far as it did before. So even low inflation reduces the value of your dollar. When we talk about inflation risk, what we're talking about is the idea that that this is a process which could adversely affect your standard of living. So let's project inflation out to the future. Using larger numbers to illustrate the magnitude of the issue when it plays out in a retirement scenario. Let's look at the hypothetical situation where a luxury car costs $50,000 today. In 25 years, with inflation averaging at 2%, that same car is gonna run you $82,000. With 3% average annual inflation over those same 25 years, that price of the car would climb to be $104,000. There may be incredible technological advances that come with that luxury car, but that's still a really steep price to pay, at least in today's dollars. So the goal is to take steps now to grow and safeguard your retirement nest egg to help you keep pace with inflation. You want the purchasing power of your dollars that you have for retirement to at least keep up with inflation.
So you're saying if you want to buy a new car, buy it now.
I bet I make some car dealers very happy.
So, you know, inflation is something that we do need to be prepared for, and because it's always a part of our life, even though we've been in a fairly low inflationary rate, but it is starting to trickle up. And that may have led to the little kind of downturns on the market, if you will. But how do we do that? You know, how do we get prepared for inflation, especially if we're close to retirement?
Well, some of your income sources for retirement have it built in. Social Security gives you a little bit of a step up. Sometimes we see pensions that give you an increase. Now, Social Security benefits are indexed to inflation, so we might see an increase in that this next go round. Sometimes pensions have what's called inflation protection. If we can even, I mean, we don't see many pensions, but that is something that is a feature for some of them. So some people that may have had a pension option in the past, their companies now give them a lump sum option. And so from there, you can go and purchase your own pension. And so if you do something like that, you want to make sure that pension that you purchase, that you control, that it is going to be able to scale, provide an increase for inflation. There's annuities out there that have inflation riders on them, where the annuity's income is going to increase either by a flat rate each year or at a varying rate that's usually pegged to something like the consumer price index. So of course that may be an extra cost to the annuity, but in the long run, you're gonna have more income and you're not going to have to change your living habits because you don't have enough income. You protect your life, your house, your vehicles, but did you know that you can also protect your income in retirement? If the recent drops on Wall Street have you feeling unsettled about whether you'll have enough income in retirement, give us a call right now at 844-832-7469 to get your complimentary TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. We're going to talk about what your vision is for your retirement, and we're going to start to help you create a plan that's going to account for sustainable income that you can count on, how to protect your nest egg from inflation, how to account for market volatility, how to retire successfully in this low interest rate environment. There's a lot of ups and downs on Wall Street, so stop riding the market waves and find your calm route to retirement. Be one of the first 10 callers today at 844-TFA-SHOW for your TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, the number is 844-832-7469.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. And we're talking about correcting the ship when there's a market correction like we went through early February. You know, so Brooklyn, obviously the Dow drop stokes fears of market volatility, but it's become apparent that we really shouldn't lose sight of inflation either, I suppose, if we're looking at the bottom line here. Don't panic, you said, and then don't lose sight, though, of some of the challenges.
Yes, I mean, I would advise to consider more than just market volatility and inflation. But the main issue here is that inflation can really lessen your purchasing power over time. Now, the annual inflation rate, the average at which prices for goods and services escalate in a given year, rose just 0.1% in 2015. And that was the second lowest inflation rate in 50 years. The last time the U.S. inflation rate exceeded 3% was in 2011. But you have to consider that it may find its historical average of about 3% eventually and perhaps sometime soon. Here at Texas Financial Advisory, we use a rate of 2.25%. Again, that's a little more specific to the folks in and around our headquarters here in San Antonio. But I know that, you know, again, there's other areas of the country. We have clients that live all over. And the cost of living, there's a way to pinpoint where you live and be able to adjust, you know, your income to see if you're going to have enough money to live in that, to live there. So stocks, bonds, cash, real estate, all this, when it comes to maximizing your retirement assets with the sustainable income that you need, you don't know what you don't know. What you need is an objective viewpoint from someone who does this every single day, an experienced financial professional, one who specializes in designing retirement income strategies that can provide you with a well-thought-out strategy, of course, with the goal of maximizing your retirement income. Now, when you're one of the callers, the first 10 callers on our show today, the number here is 844-832-7469. We're going to sit down and we're going to discuss what's going on with you. What's your retirement goal? What keeps you up at night? This is the first step in our TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. This is completely customized based on your specific circumstances, needs, and goals. So if you want to feel more confident about your income, your financial well-being during retirement, do not pass up this offer. Just be one of the first 10 callers at 844-832-7469. If you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, be one of the first 10 callers right now, 844-TFA-SHOW, to get your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap. Again, that number, 844-832-7469. You can even text your name to that number if you can't make a two-minute phone call. The number is 844-832-7469. Of course, you can visit our website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. We have a lot of live events going on. If you'd like to attend one of those events, they're listed on our website.
So when you think about the markets and doing what they do, that is they go up, they go down, they go sideways. And if you go back to 2008, for example, the banking and housing financial crisis, if you were all in the market, I mean, you were losing 40 to 50% of your market. That's why Brooklyn talks about being diversified, because it makes sense. You don't want to lose 40 or 50% of your portfolio when you're getting ready to retire or you're already in retirement. You go back to the Great Depression, 1929 to 1932, pretty incredible, obviously, during that time period, but people were losing up to 86% of their money if they were all in on Wall Street. So the idea is don't be all in anything. So we've got a lot more to get to. Our final segment is coming up right after this short timeout. Brooklyn's going to talk about some products that may help in reducing the damage market volatility can have on your retirement plan. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show with the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory, Brooklyn Chandler-Willey.
You're listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network. This is the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.
Welcome back to the Texas Financial Advisory Show. I'm Mark Elliott with the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with well-respected retirement specialist Brooklyn Chandler-Willey of Texas Financial Advisory. If you'd like to find out more about Brooklyn and her team, you can always go to the website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. If you want to find out about the live educational events she puts on throughout the area, there's no cost to attend. You just have to sign up. Seating is limited. All that information and more on their website, texasfinancialadvisory.com. You know, our focus today is on this month's volatility on Wall Street and what it means for your retirement. And Brooklyn, you mentioned how some of our income sources in retirement have protections built in to combat inflation. Is there a specific product that might help protect our savings from market volatility?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. And there's probably there's several options. There's several products out there that help retirees with their savings from being decimated by volatile markets. Now, one of the products that we've talked about on the show before are annuities. And again, they do tend to get a bad rap these days, but that seems to come from a misunderstanding of what they are and what they do. It's also really hard because there's so many different options when it comes to the annuity world. So looking at the basics, just of what the building blocks of what makes up annuities, they first started in North America back in 1759. And they were a way to compensate the families of Presbyterian ministers. The basic premise was in exchange for this premium, the owner, the annuitant, would receive a guaranteed payment for the rest of their life, beginning at some point in the future as determined by the contract. Now, annuities are purchased through an insurance company, and those guarantees provided by the annuities, they're backed by that financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance carrier. Now, annuities come in all shapes and sizes. There is not a silver bullet or a perfect bonus or anything like that. There is a variety of contracts out there. You can have variable, you can have immediate, you can have fixed, you can have fixed index, you can have these hybrid ones. The deal is that the payout options that are available, they're just going to depend on your personal situation and what actual contract you go into. Know that these annuities are designed for a long-term perspective. I'm not so much about like how much the surrender charges or how long that they're forcing you to stay there. Whether there's 0 years of forced, you know, of surrender charges, if you will, or if there's 15 years, the point is that you're going to go into that with a long-term frame of mind. Know that any money that you withdraw from your annuity would reduce the contract value. So I can't guarantee that you're going to leave behind this legacy with your annuity, but it is one of the best ways to have guaranteed income through retirement. Now, the way these annuities work, you can use retirement money, you can use non-retirement money, but they all fall under the same rules of a retirement account that the IRS places on it, meaning that if you took a distribution from one of the annuities before you're 59 and a half, you could have a penalty. And then, of course, any interest that is tacked up into a non-retirement account, that's going to be compounded. So that's great for while your money's earning interest, but any withdrawal you would pay taxes on. Now, in a retirement account, same thing. Any withdrawal you would pay taxes on. Of course, if it's a Roth, then that doesn't apply to you. So it's really important to work with someone, not, you know, I see it all the time that people buy an annuity from their bank or an insurance agent that's no longer in business, and they don't really understand it. And, you know, they're looking at this contract and they don't know who to call. And then the service center with the annuity companies, they're just there to process your service request. They're not there to give you financial advice. So if you have an old annuity, that's something that you don't just sit on the shelf or you don't know what to do with it. You need to come in and work with myself or one of the advisors here so we can help you understand why you have that and then integrate it into your overall retirement accounts.
So, Brooklyn, maybe take a little bit of time here and explain about the different types of annuities out there, if you would.
Well, in essence, there are really two types, but there's lots of subcategories in that. You either have the immediate annuities that you're going to put money in and start taking money immediately. Now, you know, I see a lot of people do this and they don't understand that the pitfall of an immediate annuity is that you could possibly commit annuicide. And so what's annuicide, you might ask? That's where you gave over your money to the insurance company and you died before you took everything out that you put in. And there's no beneficiary. In essence, the insurance company keeps your money. So we want to make sure you don't commit annuicide. The other type is a deferred type of product. Now, in a deferred annuity, you put your money in, you maybe do it lump sum or you do it over time. At some point in time, it's going to earn, or during the accumulation phase, it's earning some sort of interest, whether it's a fixed return or variable or just linked to the market. So there's some growth in that account. And then at a point in time, you decide that you want to take income from it. Typically, people go on a monthly withdrawal. Some people just do it once a year. It's really up to you. And so if that's the case, we want to make sure that you get the most bang for your buck. Now, I want to say back in 2009 or 2010, people started adding income riders to their annuities. And again, an income rider may come at an additional cost, but it gives you this peace of mind that no matter what happens to the market, you're going to have an increase during the accumulation phase of time. So this gets really complex. And again, we get into marketing. And if you go and Google annuities, you're going to get screamed at by the internet because there's so many different websites out there. And again, it's about getting non-biased, purely educational information that will help you make a decision on what type of annuity, if you even need an annuity, and then how to properly utilize that annuity. I met with a gentleman the other day, and he had a variety of variable annuities, and he went through the same emotions as the people that lost money in the market. He lost money in his annuity, and he's like, this is not, from my vantage point, I'm like, and you lost even more money because you're paying a lot of fees with that variable annuity. Again, there's a purpose for the investment products, but if you're kind of fuzzy about why you have that, that's the time that you either reach out to whoever sold it to you, or you find a new advisor that can help you implement that into your overall retirement plan. So if you have an annuity, or you were thinking about buying an annuity, or it's been kind of in the back of your head that you want to look at them, now's a good time. I mean, there's a lot of great products out there. Again, our company is product agnostic and company agnostic. We want to just find the best fit for you. It's not about the glossy brochures that these companies send us, these insurance companies. Like, actually, I'd prefer a company that gives us no marketing, because in that case, they're going to have even better products because they're putting more money into their products. So keep in mind, though, that it comes with having a skilled advisor that's looking at it from all angles. Now, annuities, they can be a great option for some people looking to solidify their income picture during retirement. You may be asking yourself, is an annuity right for your situation? And if so, what kind of annuity makes the most sense? The answers to these questions can become much clearer with an objective review of your retirement assets and your retirement picture conducted by our firm's retirement and annuity professionals to see if, when, and where an annuity might fit into your retirement plan. We know you're busy. We're busy as well, but we do set aside time on our calendar for the first 10 callers on the show to come in and sit down for a no-cost, no-obligation consultation. To be able to take advantage of that, give us a call at 844-832-7469. If you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, to get your customized TFA Financial Freedom Roadmap created by one of our retirement professionals here that specialize in not just securities and that we talk about every week, but we also do a variety of investments, including annuity products. So again, that number is 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. It never hurts to get a fresh perspective on your retirement needs and how an annuity might help meet them. Call us now at 844-832-7469. As always, you can visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com to get a little more information about our firm and the different options that we do provide here at Texas Financial Advisory.
Brooklyn Chandler-Willey is the president and CEO of Texas Financial Advisory. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today on the program. And we've been talking about the market volatility that we've seen when February kicked in. We hadn't seen it for basically 13 months, and now we got hit pretty hard with volatility. But in the long run, Brooklyn, I mean, being in the market's always been a good thing for investors. Is a little volatility that big of a deal?
Well, it can be if you're someone who's about to retire. Now, if you're younger and you still have time, even, let's say a decade or more of work ahead of you, volatility is just something you need to be prepared for and expect, not to get really worked up about. But if your retirement is closer, you need to take steps now to limit your exposure. an ill-timed market correction could force you to work longer than you wanted to. Now, there's a lot of different things you can do, but when planning your retirement, let's consider the following. We want to review your overall portfolio continuously. We want to focus on your asset allocation. We want to divide that portfolio between stocks, bonds, cash, other financial vehicles that suit your unique objective. This gives you the access to the potential for long-term growth, but also provides you some protection against dips in the market. We want to put stock market losses in perspective. We want to ignore the predictions and not act on any sort of impulse or emotion.
You know, you do need to understand kind of how the markets work, and Brooklyn's talked about it quite often. You know, they go up, they go down, they go sideways. And in a typical markets, basically, you're going to see a 5% drop about three times per year in a normal year. Obviously, we didn't see any of this in 2017. You're going to see a 10% drop about once every year. You're going to see a 15% drop maybe every couple years. And then typically, you see that big market correction, that the bear market, if you will, that 20% or more. You're going to see that typically. On average, it's like a 3.8 year, every 3.8 years, but typically it's every 4 to 6 years. Well, we're longer than that in the market run that we're on right now. We're certainly in the second longest bull run since World War II. And this is a topic, Brooklyn, that people do get a little freaked out about from time to time, and maybe emotions run a little higher than normal. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know on this topic?
Well, when planning for your retirement, I would advise not to do it alone. Even if it's going to cost you a little bit more to have an advisor, I get that there's nothing wrong with doing it yourself, but it is a critical part of your life. You won't want your plan to have any shortfalls because those repercussions could not only be catastrophic to your savings, but also to your life in retirement and your spouse's life as well. It's not an outcome that you want to see play out before you. So I would strongly advise that you get help, someone that you can trust. Now, again, there's a lot of people out there that want to help you with your money. I get that. But there's a way to vet them before you actually hand over control of your assets. So this is an opportunity to come in, meet myself, meet my staff, the other advisors here, and be proactive instead of reactive to the market. We'll be able to explain things in plain English. We'll be able to show you things that you can't see from your statements, primarily the amount of risk that you're taking and the amount of fees that you're paying. So if you would like the opportunity to sit down with myself or one of my team members, take advantage of this opportunity. For the first 10 callers, we will not charge you a fee for that appointment. Again, the number here is 844-TFA-SHOW. That's 844-832-7469. Again, that number is 844-832-7469. Of course, you can always visit our website at texasfinancialadvisory.com.
It never hurts to get a second opinion on your retirement plan. 844-832-7469. You've been listening to the Texas Financial Advisory Show on the Retirement News Network.